benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on Trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Late to Pablo Fanky's fair, what a scene! Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly, through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world!
Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishopsgate.
The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Messrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. His tricks without a sound, and Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Having been some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is popping the bill. A splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Galloping Gaucho comes to town, riding like a dean of a caro. Bought his horse for half a crown, called it Scarface Jock. Battered guitar on his back, poncho looking just like a light show. All his welfare in a sack, he often travelled light. He rode off through the night, with a fleeting glance and a look or dance and a cloud of dust. In the morning, the girls all stood and stared, intentions undeclared. For a 6 foot trip with a plastic whip, not be compared.
Dance on a cloud of dust in the morning. and my wife went to town.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Well, we went to buy a $10 gown.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Well, don't she rock me, daddy.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Well, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
She tried the green, she tried the red.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
I'll have a boat, that's what she said.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Well, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Yeah, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Well, she put one on and it looked a treat.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Then found another man to meet.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Now, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Now, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Now, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Now, Mr. Lee, my girl alone.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Well, she gets what she wants at home.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Now, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Well, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Well, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
I'm going upstairs to pack my trunk.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Home, find a bar and get me drunk.
Sail away, lady, sail away.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Yeah, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Oh, don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Don't she rock me, daddy-o.
Maggie May, they have taken her away, and she never walked down Lime Street anymore. Well, that judge, he clearly found her, the Robin homeward bound her, you dirty Robin, old girl, Maggie May.
Now I was paid off at the pool in the port of Liverpool. Well, £3.10 a week, that was my pay. With a bucket full of tin, I was very soon taken in by a gal with the name of Maggie May. Now the first time I saw Maggie, she took my breath away. She was cruising up and down in Cannon Place. She had a figure so divine, her voice was so refined. Well, be ye a sailor, I gave chase. Now in the morning I awoke, I was flat and stony broke. No jacket, trousers, and waistcoat did I find. Oh, and when I asked her where, she said, my very dear sir, dead down in Kelly's Bone Shop number 9. To the bone shop I did go, no clothes there did I find. And the police, they took that gal away from me. And the judge, she clearly found her, for robbing the homeward bound her. She'll never walk down Lime Street anymore.
Oh, Maggie, 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 they have taken her away, and she never walked down Lime Street anymore. Well, that judge, he clearly found her, the robbing the homeward bound her. You dirty robbing all the Maggie May. It's happened to me. I can't conceive of any more misery. Ask me why.
love you, and I'm always thinking of you. I love you, 'cause you tell me things I want to know, and it's happened to me. I can't conceive of any more misery. Ask me why. I'll say I love you, and I'm always thinking of you.
Driving me crazy.
Be my girl.
Your kisses just thrill me.
Be my girl.
I want you to love me.
All I need.
Be my girl. But with you, it's somebody new every day. And with me, I wanna be here to stay. Oh, well, I love you so madly. I need you so badly. I'll hang around gladly. Come on, be my girl. So madly, I need you so badly. I'll hang around gladly. Come on, be my girl. Be my girl.
Be my girl.
Billy calls me every night, says he wants to hold me tight. Johnny calls me every day, says he'll never go away. But it's you, yes it's you, yes it's you that I want to be near. Here in my arms, how I wish that you were here with me. Every time you say goodbye, all I ever do is cry. Every time you go away, everything in life is gray. 'Cause it's you, yes it's you, yes it's you that I want to be near. Here in my arms, how I wish that you were here with me. Alone, may maybe you'll decide to frown. Every time you go away, everything in life is gray. 'Cause it's you, yes it's you, yes it's you that I want.
You're my world, you're every breath I take. You're my world, you're every move I make. Other eyes see the stars up in the skies, but for me they shine within your eyes. As the trees reach for the sun above, so my arms reach out to you for love. With your hand resting in mine, I feel a power so. With your hand resting in mine, I feel a power.
Imagine what a thrill it will be, picking a chicken with me. It's so romantic, the moon up above is extra bright on a night such as this. Pulling a wishbone with someone you love is almost certain to end with a kiss. So come to the barbecue, my darling, my dear. I'm so in love with you, and when you are near, I get a feeling that forever you'll be picking a chicken with me. Oh, it's so romantic, the moon up above is extra bright on a night such as this. Pulling a wishbone with someone you love is almost certain to end with a kiss, kiss, kiss. So come to the barbecue, my darling, my dear. I'm so in love with you, and when you are near, I get a feeling that forever you'll be picking a chicken with me. Picking a chicken with me. Picking a chicken with me.
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each end, and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it. We was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, give a shout for Charlie. Up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, heaving and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well, I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feet off to get them feet off, wouldn't take a mo. Took its feet off, even took the seat off. Should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off, need more space to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I've got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the bladder through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it standing on the landing, that's all. You see, the trouble with Fred is he's too hasty. Now you never get nowhere if you're too hasty.
Here we are then, just have a nice quiet bath now, make me feel good. Just the water. Oh, lovely.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath, long about Saturday night. Rumpa-dumpa, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. Well, I sit down at the top and put my feet on the floor. I wrap the towel around me and I open up the door, and then a splish splash, I jump back in the bath. Well, I was, I don't know, there was a party going on. They were splishing and splashing, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Saw the whole gang dancing on the living room rug. Yeah, flip-flop, they were doing the bop. All the kings had the dancing bug. There was a lollipop there with a Pegasus. Good golly, Miss Molly was even there too. Oh, well, I splish-splash, forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. I was rolling and strolling, reeling with the feeling, moving and approving, splishing and splashing, yeah. Ah! I was splishing and splashing, rolling and strolling, yeah, moving and a grooving, reeling with a feeling, rolling and strolling, moving and a grooving, and splish, splash, yeah, splishing and splashing.
Oh, not again, Ken. I'll tell you when, Ken. Wait until the picture begins to start. Through the news and trailer you was blowing in me ear. Me mum would die if she was here. So, oh, not again, Ken. honestly minkin'. Suppose the lady usherette turns and sees it's not nice, kin. Told you twice, kin, so not again, kin, please. If you think I'm the kind who doesn't mind, I'll have you know I'm not. If you think I'm the sort like what you thought, it's time you knew that I knew what's what. So, oh, not again, kin, count up to ten, kin. Get yourself a chalk ice and do cool down. Never knew a fella who created such a fuss, like sitting next to an octopus. So, oh, not again, kin, maybe now and then, kin, but you're forever taking liberties. You're no jink, kin, the earrings getting pink, kin. Oh, not again, kin, please. Oh, kin, stop, please, kin, don't. Well, I don't mind a nudge during the adverts, but you might lay off during the big feature. No, not again, kin, you're even worse than Lincoln. For lucky goings on in the two and threes, it's not right, kin, I only said I might, kin. So do we have our good night squeeze? Oh, not again, kin, please. I said please, no, kin, you are awful, don't do that.
That's the way it's done, right? Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap. I am, of course, your friendly and sometimes knowledgeable host, KBC. And this week, we kind of stand back in awe of the memory of Sir George Martin, who this past March 8th, at the age of 90, passed away in his sleep, leaving the rest of us to deal with all of his massive volume of work as a producer, arranger, orchestra leader, piano player, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, writer, all that stuff too. Mostly known for the Beatles, but we got a lot of people here today that also worked with him and had their stuff produced by him. So I think this deserves observation, et cetera. So without further ado, we started with something from an album called In My Life, which was something George himself put out quite a while ago, of Beatles songs kind of newly done with some pretty off-the-wall people, like Billy Connolly here for the benefit of Mr. Kite. I don't know. Also, Jim Carrey did one. There was Goldie Hawn. We got one or two others coming up later. I'll tell you about them when we get there. After that, we had a group called Stackridge. Never heard of them. This is from their third album in 1973 called The Galloping Gaucho. Two from the Vipers Skiffle Group. They were pretty much the other skiffle group besides Lonnie Donegan. And it's not altogether too clear who was the bigger phenomenon over there. So we'll just leave that alone. We heard Don't You Rock Me Daddy-O, and a song later covered by the Beatles, Maggie May, which was banned, by the way. And then after that, Ask Me Why from You Know Who, those four lovable Liverpool mop tops. That was from an album called Please Please Me, their first album, which was released on this date, March 22nd in 1963. So that's why we observe it today. Bunch of good songs on that album. Be My Girl was Jim Dale, who you probably remember from the Tony Warning turn as Barnum. He was also, something you may not know, he was the lyricist behind Georgie Girl and some other songs that you may not have heard of. But this is from 1957 from Jim Dale. It's You was Alma Cogan. She was known as the girl with the giggle in her voice. Not for long. She died at a young age of 34 from controversial medications for weight loss. Let's just put it that way, shall we? Eve Boswell, Picking a Chicken. She was big in South Africa, not so much anywhere else. Teenage World was the Ivor and Basil Kirchen Big Band, along with the Bandits from 1957. Ivor and Basil were father and son. The Land of a Thousand Dances was the Action, who would later become the Mighty Baby, whoever they are, I don't know. And then 87-year-old Bernard Cribbins. Of course, he wasn't 87-year-old then, but that was Right Said Fred. He's had a couple of minor hits and a really long TV, movie, and recording career. Charlie Drake after that, Splish Splash. Charlie, of course, did My Boomerang Won't Come Back. Oh No, Not Again, Ken, was Joan Sims, who mostly made a splash in the Carry On series. She had a couple of recordings after that, but she's got a movie career longer than your arm and my arm put together. And then we finished up with Strictly for the Birds from Mr. Dudley Moore from 1961. That was Dudley, and I wrote down who it was, but I can't find it. Some other people. Anyway, all right, so that brings us up to now. It's a special 90-minute edition today, so sit back because we've got a lot of stuff to cover. So I'll tell you what. How about we start with this?
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood. He called the greatest archers to a tavern on the green. They vowed to help the people of the king. They handled all the trouble on the English country scene and still found plenty of time to sing. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Well, children, would you all like to join in with me?
Yes!
Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
He came to Sherwood Forest with a feather in his cap, a fighter never looking for a fight. His bow was always ready and he kept his arrows sharp. He used them to fight for what was right.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Thank you. C train. Walking out under the fog again. And the sky don't explain if I'm up or across or downtown around just like then. Neon screen will never know when to be quiet or dream and just not crowd the scenes of my mind sound. I'm going under and coming on out to see you again. My mind's been wandering, but I'm about to meet you again. The rhythm of harps plays in my veins. Some long gone lonesome sea train. I'm only sure that the weather would break if I did.
Flower as the sun comes, I come far across the street, clear across the stream, the sun shall come.
You're in a tree and the forest falls. Who hears you?
Sun and sky for us.
as you can guess, my magic car can fly, my magic car can fly, my car, my magic car can fly, my car, my magic car. On your mind, the answer isn't far. The answer isn't far. Then we'll return to the sun and sky, for as you can guess, my magic.
And didn't she look great? And so I brought her back to Blighty just to show me mates. And though we're married happily, I'll tell you furthermore, I haven't had a decent meal since 1944.
Eat your minestrone, Joe.
That's all you ever say.
Eat your macaroni, Joe.
Every blinking day.
No wonder you're so bony, Joe, and skinny as a rake.
Well, then give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make. Bangers and mash,
minestrone.
Bangers and mash,
macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make.
Eat your tagliatelle, Joe.
That's all I've heard for years.
Eat your vermicelli, Joe.
It's coming out me ears.
You've got to fill your belly, Joe. Joe, for heaven's sake.
Well, then give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used
well,
to
all
make.
Right.
Bangers and mash.
Tagliatelle.
Bangers and mash.
A vermicelli.
Give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make.
1943, Allied forces land in Italy. There's a smashing looking bird over there, Bert. I think she's showing out there.
Well, why don't you chat her up then?
Right. Buongiorno, signorina there. Here, are you married?
Drop it dead.
Here you are. Can't have a fair answer than that, can you?
I met him back in Italy, so dashing and good looking. He wined me and he dined me every night. He said I smiled so prettily, and how he loved my cooking.
But since he's married me, it seems he's lost his appetite.
Eat your tagliatelle soft.
That's all you ever say.
Eat your vermicelli soft.
Every blooming day.
You've got to fill your belly soft, soft for heaven's sake.
When they give us a bash at the bangers and mash, your mother used to make.
Bangers and the mash.
Minestrone.
Bangers and the mash.
Macaroni.
Give me a bash with the banger and the mash. Why the same one that your mother was. What are you laughing at now? Martin, listen, please.
Joe?
Yes?
Why don't you belt up, or I'll give you a punch up a front.
Now she's a tells of me. Ha! Mamma mia.
I like it, I love the way you run your fingers through my head. And I love the way you tickle my chin, and I love the way you let me come in when your mama ain't there.
the way you straighten my tie. And I like the way you're winking your eye. And I know I like you. You know I like you. Do that again. You're driving me insane. Kiss me once more. That's another thing I like you for. I like it, I like the funny feeling being here with you. And I like it more with every day. And I like it always hearing you say you're liking it too. You're liking it too. I'm asking you, what do you wanna do? The world was made for you and me. I like it, I like it. I like the funny feeling being here with you. And I like it more with every day. And I like it always hearing you say you're liking it too. You're liking it too. Are you liking it too?
Just like the inside of any big shop, people were everywhere. Suddenly business was brought to a stop when a terrible yell hit the air.
I've lost my mommy! I've lost my mommy. I've lost my mommy. I've lost my mommy.
People all gathered to look at the lad, patted him on the head.
Where was your mummy when you saw her last?
Turning to her, the boy said,
I've lost my mommy. I've lost my mommy. I've lost my mommy. I've lost my mommy.
Down came the manager to fix up the mess. Took the small boy aside.
Come on now, lad, let's have your name and address. With a lung full of air, he replied,
I lost my mommy. I've lost my mommy. I've lost my mommy.
Well, just then his mother appeared on the spot, gave him a hefty whack.
That ought to teach you to go and get lost.
And the little boy's voice floated back,
I found my mommy. I found my mommy.
I found my mommy. No, mommy, I don't want to go. No, mommy, I don't want to go.
That famous day in history, the man of the 7th Cavalry went riding on. And from the rear a voice was heard, a brave young man with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Mr. Custer, please don't make me go.
I had a dream last night about the coming fight. Somebody yelled attack, and there I stood with an arrow in my back. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go.
Look at them bushes out there. They're moving. There's an Indian behind every one of them. Mr. Custer, may I be excused for the rest of the afternoon, please? Want to change my library book. Oi, Wyatt, duck your head! Bit late on that one, son. God, I bet that don't half hurt.
They were sure of victory, the men of the 7th Cavalry, as they rode on. When from the rear a voice was heard, that same brave voice with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Listen, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go.
There's a redskin waiting out there, waiting to cut my hair. A coward I've been called, but I don't want to wind up dead or bald. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go.
Now let's see, what's the Indian word for friend? Oh yes, I know. Manana, yes, that's it. Oh, you lot out there, manana. Ooh, no, that ain't it. Look at them out there, running around like a bunch of wild Indians. Bunch of wild Indians. No, this is no type of joking. Oh, help, Mr. Custer. Oh my God.
Look at the monkey, funny monkey, little red monkey, acting so fidgety. Look at the monkey, funny monkey, little red monkey, cute as can be.
Where is his mama, papa, sister, brother, cousin, rest of the family? Little red monkey on his own, some very lonesome monkey is he.
Listen carefully, Dick and Jimmy, 'cause here is a job for you.
What is it?
If you get him into the zoo.
The zoo?
He'd do all of his tricks for you.
Joy, why not drop him a line or two?
What for?
Inviting him to the zoo. For if we do,
then what?
He'll be a happy, snappy monkey, little red monkey, acting so merrily. We hope you like this little red monkey.
Very lonesome monkey is he.
Look at the monkey, funny monkey, little red monkey, acting so fidgety. Get out your fiddle and play him a tune, Dick. Very lonesome monkey is he.
That was ghastly. Don't think the monkey liked that, Bentley. Seems to be jumpy, acting so fidgety.
You cheer him up, Jimmy, with your euphonium. Little red monkey, cute as can be.
Oh, Jim, didn't he love it too?
I got it right.
If you listen, he'll talk to you. He will chatter the whole day through.
Now he's a snappy, happy monkey, little red monkey, acting so merrily. Gee, how we like this little red monkey. Very cuddlesome monkey is he.
Little red monkey,
little red monkey, won't you stay to tea? He said yes.
The
jungle was giving a party, a post-hibernation ball. The ballroom was crowded with waltzing gazelles, gorillas and zebras and all. But who is this animal, almost in tears, pretending to powder her nose? A poor little warthog who sits by herself in a pink satin dress with blue bows. Again, she is nobody's choice as she sings in a sad little voice. No one ever wants to court a warthog, though a warthog does her best. I've spent a lot of money for a warthog. I am kiss-proofed and daintily dressed. I've luster-rinsed my hair. I'm perfumed here and there. My gums were tinted when I brushed my teeth. I'm young and in my prime, but a wallflower all the time, 'cause I'm a warthog, just a warthog. I'm a warthog underneath. Take your partners for a lady's, excuse me. Excited and raging, she runs on the floor to join the furore and fuss. She taps on each shoulder and says, "Hey, excuse me." And each couple replies, "Excuse us." Then, having no manners at all, they sing as they dance round the hall. No one ever wants to court a warthog, though a warthog does her best. Her accessories are dazzling for a warthog. She is perfumed and daringly dressed. We know her, these and those are like Marilyn Monroe's. Her gown is just a scintillating sheath, but she somehow fails to please, 'cause everybody sees that she's a warthog, just a warthog. She's a warthog underneath. Head hanging, she wanders away from the floor, this warthog whom nobody loves. Then stops in amazement, for there at the door stands a gentleman warthog, impeccably dressed, in the act of removing his gloves. His fine chiseled face seems to frown as he looks her first up and then down.
I fancy you must be a sort of warthog, though for a warthog you look a mess. That makeup's far too heavy for a warthog. You could have chosen a more suitable dress. Did you have to dye your hair? If that's perfume, give me air. I strongly disapprove of scarlet teeth.
But let us take the floor, 'cause I'm absolutely sure that you're a warthog, just a warthog. The sweetest little, neatest little, dearest and completest little warthog underneath.
Three blind jellyfish, three blind jellyfish, three blind jellyfish, sitting on a rock.
And one fell off.
Two blind jellyfish, two blind jellyfish, two blind jellyfish, sitting on a rock.
And another one fell off.
One blind jellyfish, one blind jellyfish, one blind jellyfish, sitting on a rock.
And another one fell off.
No blind jellyfish, no blind jellyfish, no blind jellyfish, sitting on a rock.
And one jumped on. Hooray! One blind jellyfish, one blind jellyfish, one blind jellyfish, sitting on a rock. Another one jumped on. Hooray!
Two blind jellyfish, two blind jellyfish, two blind jellyfish, sitting on a rock.
Another one jumped on. Hooray!
Three blind jellyfish, three blind jellyfish, three blind jellyfish.
jellyfish sitting on the dock.
And one fell off.
Two blind jellyfish, two blind jellyfish, two blind jellyfish sitting on a rock.
Another one fell off.
One blind jellyfish, one blind jellyfish, one blind jellyfish.
Okay, hey, all right, that was, I thought that was a pretty good collection, didn't you? All right. Anyway, before I give you the playlist, I got a couple of things to tell you here. Number one is there's two interesting books about this whole time frame. One was written by Sir George himself called All You Need Is Ears, along with a guy named Jeremy Hornsby. And then there was something called Here, There, and Everywhere, written by Jeff Emerick. Jeff Emerick was the sound engineer for a lot of the Beatles EMI stuff and beyond. So check them out if you're interested. I've read one, and I read the Emmerich book, not the George Martin book, okay? Just for the record. So anyway, who did Martin work with? Well, let's just give you a partial list here. Besides the Beatles and Rolf Harris and Cilla Black, there was Peter Ustinov, The Temperance Seven, which gave us Michael Cleese, Flanders and Swan, Celine Dion, Matt Monro, Ultravox, Sir John Dankworth, Sir Elton John, Kate Bush, Kenny Rogers, UFO, Michael Benteen and Beyond the Fringe, Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, The Foremost, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Terry Scott, David Frost, Stan Getz, The King Singers, hey, Ella Frickin' Fitzgerald, Shirley Bassey, The Paul Winter Concert, The Mahavishnu Orchestra, Jeff Beck, Cleo Lane, Jimmy Webb, Neil Sedaka, Paul McCartney and Wings, of course, America, Robin Gibb, and of course, who could forget the Little River Band? That's right, he worked with them too. So anyway, let's get to the playlist here. We started with Dick James. You remember Dick James as Dick James Music? He's the guy that tried to screw over the Beatles in their songwriting royalties at Northern Songs. And I understand Paul McCartney is in the process of buying those things back now from Michael Jackson's estate. We heard from Jack Parnell and The Rhythm. That was the White Suit Samba. Something called Time Beat from a guy named Ray Cathode, which was the pseudonym of George Martin himself. That goes back to 1962, back when George was experimenting with electronical stuff. Cheap Trick after that. Yeah, George produced Cheap Trick, their fifth album, All Shook Up. That was Baby Loves to Rock. Come Together was Robin Williams and Bobby McFerrin from In My Life. We heard C-Train from their album called C-Train. All right. They were a bunch of former blues project players that got together in kind of a rotating cast. I was never able to find out exactly. The Magic Car was Edward's Hand from 1969. That was Rod Edwards and Roger Hand. They used to be known as Piccadilly Line. Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren, Bangers and Mash. We talked about them a couple of weeks ago. I Like It from Jerry and the Pacemakers. That was a song by Mitch Murray, not Lennon and McCartney. I thought that was Lennon and McCartney. Rolf Harris, I've Lost My Mummy. Charlie Drake, Mr. Custer. He gave us My Boomerang Won't Come Back. The Little Red Monkey was Joy Nichols, Dave Bentley, and Jimmy Edwards, followed by stuffy old Ian Wallace, the Warthog, along with Donald Swan on piano. Ian Wallace was an opera star in England. You wouldn't expect him to do something like this, would you? Or would you? And then The Scaffold, Three Blind Jellyfish. The Scaffold was the band of Mike McGear, who you might know better as Mike McCartney. You know who's brother. All right, so that's it for this week. We got one more coming up, something from the Yellow Submarine soundtrack from Sir George himself, that came out on In My Life. And I will see you next week with some more stuff that hopefully you'll enjoy or at least can tolerate. How's that sound? All right, it's a deal. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.